Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, Yevamah Yis Chav Zayin. We begin 8 lines from the top of the Amud Gufa. Let's go back and review the halacha that Shmuel presented for us. Amar Shmuel, Cholatz La'achayos. You have two sisters who are Yevamahs. Reuven and Shimon passed away, leaving behind their wives. Reuven was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah. So now we have two Yevamahs who are Achayos. They are sisters. Now, this brother, who is the potential Yavam, actually cannot do Yivam to either one of the sisters. Let's assume the concern is because of a Zika. We discussed this yesterday. Every Yavama who is destined for Yivam is Zakuk. She is bound. She's sort of tied to the Yavam. This already some sort of initiation of that relationship. And in this case, we have two Yavamas who happen to be sisters. Each one is a sister of the other one. Achois zukukasa, it's as though it's your wife's sister. So Yibum is really not an option. He'll do chalitza. But what happened was, these Yivamis happened to have tsareis as well. Rachel has a companion wife, and Leah also has a companion wife, in which case, you have a choice at hand. Do you do chalitza to the actual sisters, or do you go over to the tsareis and do chalitza in that way? And exempt the Yevamis, because you only do one chalitza per household. Which way do you go? Amar Shmuel, cholatz la'achayos. If he does chalitza to the actual sisters, who are not really available for Yibum, as we explained, every sister is an achayos zekuka. Yibum is not an option. So really, the chalitza in this context is not a proper chalitza, as we explained yesterday, because ideally, chalitza should be an alternative to Yibum. But if Yibum is not an option in this case, then the chalitza is called the chalitza psula. It's a flawed chalitza. It's an incomplete chalitza. It works, but it only works for that isha. It doesn't work for the other one. It doesn't exempt the other part of the household. Cholatz la'achayos. If he actually does chalitza to the sisters, who cannot really have Yibum done, so it's an incomplete chalitza, lo niftur tzareis, it won't really spill over and have a positive effect on the companion wives. They themselves need another chalitza because their chalitza is meant to be a better chalitza than the sisters themselves who can't have Yibam. So if you do chalitza to these sisters, it doesn't really benefit the tzoris. But if he does chalitza to the tzoris, that's a much better chalitza. Nifturu achayis. In this case, it exempts the sisters, the actual Yivamis as well. So Rachel has a tzara and Leah has a tzara. If you do chalitza to Rachel and Leah, it doesn't help the tzaras, but if you do chalitza to the tzaras, it helps the entire household. Shmuel continues, chalitz lebalas haget. Typically, the Yavam will do either Yibam or chalitza. Suppose he's being a bit creative here. Or simply out of ignorance, he gave a get instead of chalitza. What happens is that now the Yivam is no longer suitable for Yivam. We're going to learn this later on. So get sort of disqualifies her from Yivam. So we have two Yivamis from the same household. It's a different case. A fellow passed away, leaving behind two wives, Rachel and Leah. And this Yivam, this brother, gave a get to Rachel, but not to Leah. So if he does chalitza to Rachel, chalitz lebalas haget, loyniv to Ratzara, it doesn't exempt Leah because, as we explained, when chalitza is done in a non-Yibum context, such as over here, where he can no longer be miyabim, the isha who he gave a get. That's the halach. Once you give the get to a yevama, you can't be miyabim. That's a chalitza psula, so it doesn't help the tzara. Loyniv to Ratzara. Letzara, however, if he did chalitza to the tzara, who is Yibum enabled, that's a proper chalitza. That's a chalitza which is the flip side of Yibam. Nifter or Balas Haget will exempt and be Peter, the companion wife, the Yivama, who happened to have a get. So the bottom line is, if you do an inferior, a deficient chalitza, it doesn't help for the Isha who's meant to have a better chalitza. But if you do a superior chalitza, it exempts everybody. In similar fashion, we have Cholitz Lebalas HaMamra. So instead of doing Yibum or Chalitza to his Yivama, he either did a get, as we explained, or in this case he did Ma'amar, which is sort of a Kiddushin done to a Yivama. Again, it's not standard procedure. He gave her money, he was Mekadosh her, which is not really a proper conclusion. He has to actually do Yibum, live with her. But this Yivama, her status sort of has changed through this Ma'amar. Why? Because now if he wants to get rid of her, he can no longer just do Chalitza. He has to give her Chalitza and a get to address the Kedushin the Ma'amar. So in this case, the Chalitza to the Baal's Ma'amar is an incomplete process, so to speak. Because on top of Chalitza, you have to have a get as well. So if he does Chalitza to the Baal's Ma'amar, then if the Ratzara won't help the companion Yivama, because the companion is meant to have a real, good, solid, high-quality Chalitza, which was not done in this case. But if he does Chalitza Letzara, which is a proper Chalitza, because this Tzara is Yibum enabled, Nifter Abalas Mamar, the Chalitza will spill over and benefit the other Yivama who happened to have the Mamar, who could only tolerate a lower level Chalitza. This is a higher level Chalitza, which certainly helps her and addresses her as well. End quote. This is Shmuel's Halach. Let's go back and zero in on the first part of Shmuel. Reuben passes on, Shimon passes on, they both leave behind the Yevama, who happen to be sisters. So Leah is the older one. Let's assume Leah was Naifel first. She became available first, and then Shimon, who was married to Rachel, passed on. He left behind Rachel. Leah and Rachel are sisters. If you do Chalitza to the sisters, it's a Chalitza Psula because they're not Yibum enabled. Each one is a Chayisa Kuka. It's not a proper Chalitza and will not help the Tzara, the other wife, that came along with Leah, came along with Rachel. Okay, so let's analyze that halacha. Maishna l'achoyis d'loy nifteru tzoris. Why does Shmuel tell us that if you do Chalitza to the sisters, it doesn't help the tzoris? Because it's a Chalitza psula. Why? Because you could not marry any of these sisters. The haviloy achoyis isha bezika, because Rachel is a sister of Leah, who is zakuk to you, and it's like your wife's sister, and likewise, Leah is a sister of Rachel, who is sort of like your wife, because she's zakuk to you. Yibum is not an option. So Chalitza is Chalitza psul? If so, Cholatz letzoris nami. What gain do you have by doing Chalitza to the companion wife? That's also problematic. You know why? Cholatz letzoris nami lo yiftur acharis. That Chalitza can't exempt the actual sisters, the Yevamis, because that Chalitza as well is a flawed, incomplete Chalitza. Dehavilu tzoreis achos isha bezika, because just as the Yivama herself, Rachel and Leah, are not Yibam enabled because they're sisters, they're achos the kuk of each other. Guess what? Whenever we have an erva who can't do Yibam, the companion wife is affected as well. That's what the whole first parak is about. So just as Leah can't have Yibam because she's Rachel's sister, she's a chayz kuka. Well, guess what? Leah's companion. Leah's tzara is a tzara of Leah. It's like a tzara's erva. So the tzaras aren't any better than the sisters. Kasava Shmuel in Zika. Shmuel does not hold up a Zika. Zika was never really a concern in this case. What was a concern? We'll see in a minute. But in any case, there's no Zika concerns here, meaning just because she is meant for you doesn't make her connected to you, and Rachel is not considered a sister of your wife, so to speak, and neither is Leah. V'omar Shmuel yesh zika. Shmuel himself told us back when, way back on the Futches, that zika is a serious thing. Well, in this halacha, he was presenting, in accordance with that opinion, zika is not something to be reckoned with. Okay, so then what's the concern to begin with here? What's wrong with doing chalitza to the achoyos? What could be wrong? We thought it was because of Zika, because each one is a sister of a Zakuka. Well, that's not a concern, as we just concluded. Let's go down the list. So we have Leah, who was the first Yivama in town. We have Rachel, the newly arrived Yivama. Each one had another wife, another companion with her. Leah brought along a friend, and Rachel brings along her Tzara. Bishlam et Sara de Rachel Leiti Pater. I understand what happens if he does Chalitza to Leah first. Leah falls, Leibum, he does Chalitza to Leah. By doing Chalitza to Leah, you know what he's doing? In effect, he's shunning out Rachel because Rachel is now a sister of the woman who he was Chalitz. It's called Achoyz Chalutzasai, which is Asa Midrabban. He can no longer marry Rachel when she comes into town with her friend. So since Rachel is not Yibum enabled, so in effect the Chalitza done to Rachel is a Chalitza Psula. And would not really help the Tzorah of Rachel. It helps Rachel herself, but it can't help the Tzorah of Rachel, who requires a better Chalitza than just a Chalitza Psula. So Bishlam Tzorah de Rachel Etipata, I understand that Rachel's Tzorah wouldn't really benefit from Rachel's Chalitza, which is a Chalitza Psula. Why? The Kivan, the Chalitza Aleah. Because once he does Chalitza to the first Yivam Aleah, V'hadar Chalatz L'Rachel, then he goes over to Rachel, who came later with her Tzara. Havila Chalitza de Rachel, Chalitza Psula. Guess what? The Chalitza done to Rachel is an incomplete, deficient Chalitza because he could never marry Rachel at this point. Once he did Chalitza to Leah, Rachel is Achayis Chalutzasai. That's understandable. In this case, when he does Chalitza to Leah first and then goes over to Rachel, that's an improper, that's an incomplete Chalitza which can't help Rachel's Tzara. Ela Tzara de Leah Tipater. But why can't Leah's, the first Yivama's Tzara, benefit from Leah's Chalitza, which was a perfectly proper Chalitza? Because at the point of Leah's Nefila, she could have had Yibum. She had no competing sisters on the market. She was the first Yivama, the sole Yivama. He could have been Meyabim her if he chose to. Taisus actually points out that perhaps he can't do it because there's a bit of mitzvah sivama. We discussed this yesterday, but in any case, it's not considered chalitza psula. I have to take a look at Taisus. But in any case, once he does chalitza talea, which is a proper chalitza, why can't that positively impact her own tzara? Mailo nifteru tzaras nami de ka'amar. Guess what? When Shmuel says that the chalitza of the achayis doesn't help the tzaras, it was a very specific tzara. A tzara de rach. Only Rachel's Tzara gets adversely affected. She can't benefit from Rachel's Chalitza, which in effect was a Chalitza Psula, because Rachel at this point was a sister of his Chalutza Leah. But Leah's Tzara is perfectly fine. She's been addressed by Leah's Chalitza, which was a Chalitza Kshera, because it was in lieu of Yibum. V'at Tzara's Kamar, which Shmuel says, the Chalitza of the Achayas can't be pointed Tzarais, plural. Tzara's the Alma. He doesn't mean more than Tzara of Rachel. Plural just refers to whenever you have such a situation, that type of tzara will not benefit from the chalitza. Yachi chalas atzareis nifteru achayis. Let's move on to the next part of Shmuel's statement. When you do chalitza to sisters, it won't really have a positive effect on the tzara. Okay, Shmuel continues, but chalitza to tzara will be good for the sisters themselves, because chalitza of tzara is better and can address the sisters too. We're assuming that we're on the same track. The same story. So Leah fell first with her tzara, then Rachel came along with her tzara. He did chalitza to Leah, which is a proper chalitza. It was Poiter, her own tzara. Then Rachel came along. At this point, Rachel is not Yibum enabled because she's a sister of a chalitza. Shmuel says, look, you do chalitza to Rachel, it can't be pointed at Tzara because Tzara needs a better chalitza. But Shmuel continues, and we're assuming that we're just on the same track, the same story. Chalatz Tzara, if you do chalitza to the Tzara, which basically means to Rachel's Tzara, Nifteru Achayis, it's going to exempt the sisters, which basically means Atzara's Rachel. We're going on, you know, Rachel's Tzara. So you do Tzara, you do chalitza to Rachel's Tzara, it's going to help Rachel herself. Is that what Shmuel meant? Me, Miftara? How can Rachel become exempted and addressed and accommodated by her own tzara's chalitza, which is a chalitza psula? Even Rachel's tzara is a problematic, even Rachel's tzara chalitza is a problematic chalitza. You know why? Because Rachel is a sister of Leah, the Chalutza, so she's not Yibum enabled. And likewise, her own Tzara is also. She's a Tzara of a relative of a Chalutza, which is also problematic. She can't have Yibum. But now the mission says, Asar Adam B'Tzaras Krevas Chalutzasim. One may not engage with the companion wife of the relative of his Chalutza. His Chalutza in this case is Leah. Relative is Rachel, and companion is Tzaras Rachel. So why is Tzaras Rachel any better than Rachel herself? There's no Yibum option by her either. In which case, the Chalitza done to her is a Chalitza Psula. Answers the Gemara, we're not speaking about the same case. Shmuel here is addressing two different cases. Shmuel nami hischel, v'le hischel ka'amar. Shmuel is presenting two different stories. It all depends how you start, how you initiate, how you begin the process. Shmuel is giving you some hearty advice. You want to save time? You want to do the least possible amount of chalitzas? You have a choice. You can end up doing either two or three. All depends how you sequence it. Hischel ba'achayus. You start with sisters, then you're in trouble. You can end up doing three chalitzas. Lo yigma b'tzaris. Then you can't just conclude with the tzara. What does this mean? So back to the story. You have Reuben and Shimon. Reuben was married to Leah, Shimon to Rachel. Reuben passed away, leaving behind Leah with a tzara. So now, if the Yavam, the surviving brother, Levi, let's call him Levi, he starts with sisters. He goes straight to Leah and does chalitza to her, which is fine, because she's Yibum enabled at this point. What's going to happen is, he'll end up doing three chalitzas, because when Rachel comes to town with her friend, Rachel is now disqualified from Yibum. She's a chois chalutzasoi. And likewise, Rachel's tzara is disqualified because she's the tzara of a chois chalutzasoi, as we just explained. So you can't just do one more chalitza. Lo yigmar b'tzaris. He can't conclude with just one more chalitza to the tzara of Rachel, because Rachel and her tzara are both getting chalitza psulis, as if they both need a separate chalitza. Does non asr adam b'tzaras krevas chalutzasai. One may not engage with the tzara of the relative of his chalutza. In this case, it's the tzara of Rachel. So the only solution is three chalitzas. To Leah, then to Rachel, and to her tzara. Then Shmuel continues. If you want to save yourself some time and go down to two chalitzas, this is how you meant to do it. Here's Shmuel's advice. Hischel b'tzaras, but if you started with the tzara, so way back when Leah fell, with her tzara, he didn't opt to do chalitza to Leah. Rather, he went straight to Leah's tzara. In that case, he saved himself some time and effort. Because then when Rachel comes into town with her tzara, yigmar af ba'achayis, he can conclude the process by doing just one more chalitza, either with Rachel's tzara or even Rachel herself. You know why? Because Leah is not a chalitza. Remember, he did chalitza to Leah's tzara. So when Rachel comes to town, she's not a sister of a chalutza. So she could have Yibum. And likewise, her tzara could certainly have Yibum. She's even one step farther removed from Leah's tzara. So since Rachel and her tzara are Yibum enabled, the chalitza done to them is a proper chalitza. So either chalitza, whether to Rachel or to her tzara, exempts both of them. This nun. Mutar adam b'krevas tzoras chalutzasim. One is mutar and the relative of the tzara of the isha who you is chalutz. In this case, we're referring to Rachel, who's a relative of Leah, who's just a tzara of the tzara of Leah, which is the chalutza. So if you started with doing chalitza to Leah's tzara, then when Rachel comes along with her tzara, they're both mutar liyibum. Chalitza to either one is effective. So according to this approach in the Gemara, Shmuel's halacha is not based on zika. It's based on achos chalutza, on those types of halachas. And Shmuel is simply telling us some good advice how to proceed. You have two sisters, each one having a tzara with her. Which way to go? What's the best option? What's the best track to take? Go straight to the tzara of Leah, and then when Rachel comes along, you can do it to either one, Rachel or the tzara. A total of two chalitzas. But if you start with Leah herself, then when Rachel comes along, she's a sister of the chalitza. She's off the map. No Yibum option there. Likewise, her tzara is a tzara of a relative of chalutza. No option there either. That compels him to do an additional two chalitzas, a total of three. Rav Ashi Amar lo elam kadeka amris. You know what? Let's go back to the first approach. Shmuel's halacha is based on the zika concern. That's why Shmuel says if you have two yevamis, Leah and Rachel, who are sisters, you can't do chalitza to either because either one is a sister of a zakuka, which is like a sister of one's wife. What then? Do chalitza to the tzara. Well, the question was, this tzara is also problematic. She's a tzara of an erva. There's a big difference between tzara's erva and tzara's zakuka. This is only the rabbanon, which doesn't really spill over and seriously affect the tzara. And therefore, the chalitza to the tzara is considered a proper, full-fledged, complete chalitza. Umeshum deloy alima zika. The concept of zika is not strong enough leshavi letzara ke'erva to make the tzara like an erva. So true, the achayas are problematic because each one is an achayas sekuka, but that doesn't spill over to the tzara. Chalitza to the tzara is considered a proper chalitza. Tanaka was said to Rav Ashi, will support this from a brisa. Chalitza la'achayas le'nifter tzaris. By doing chalitza to the achayas, you haven't really addressed its tzaris because each sister is asur for yibum. She's achayas sekuka, so it's not a yibum enabled situation. It's not a chalitza in lieu of yibum. It's a chalitza psula, which can't help the tzara. Who needs a proper chalitza? We have a diuk, hold it, sorry. So apparently, if you do the chalitza to the tzara of these women, niftur achayas, it would be perfect for the achayas as well. My time, why live? Mishum de kasavar yesh zika. Isn't the reason for the halacha because A, we hold zika as a concern, so the achayas are achayas kukasai, and not right for even, but, vele alima zika le shavi le tzara kareva, but this is zika. Concern can't spill over to the tzara to consider her a tzara's erva, and therefore the chalitza done to the tzara is a proper chalitza. That's right, the Rav Ashi, who espoused this principle. Omar Abba Bar Mamul, not so fast. Hamani Beshami, maybe this Bryce is in line with Beshami, who are never concerned about a tzara's erva. Even if she's a real tzara's erva, she's still moved to this non Beshami matir, not tzara's lach. Even a tzara's erva is meant for Yibam. Yach, if that would be the case, if it's Beishamai, then why limit yourself to Chalitza? Yibum minami to Siyabim, she would do Yibum. Why would the Braisa speak about only Chalitza? No, Rabbi Yechim Menuri. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yechim, and the Amaru struck a compromise between Beishamai and Yisilal, and he says, look, Bayu and Asakin Lem Latzaris, let's establish that the Tzaris should follow the following practice. Shiu Choltis Lem Siyabim, let's do just Chalitza, no Yibum. Maybe that's the pshat why we limit it to chalitza. Well, that doesn't work. We learned before, they never got to conclude and establish this as a halacha, until the time was up. They just couldn't put it together. So we have no such halacha. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, true, in Rabbi Yechon Menuri's time, it was not established, but Achrav, maybe the dur following Rabbi Yechonon, Chazer V'tiknu, Chacham there did reestablish this concept, and maybe that's why the Braisa says that the tzara of the sister should do chalitza. We go like Beishamai. She's really a tzara's erva. Tzara's erva is meant for Yibam, but they didn't really allow Yibam. They decided chalitza is a good compromise, and that's why we speak about chalitza. So bottom line is we don't have a riot to Rav Ashi's halach. That according to Beis Hillel, that tzara's erva is problematic. Still, the tzara of this sister situation would not be considered problematic. We don't have a right to that because perhaps the price is following Beishamai. So bottom line is like this. Shmuel tells us, chalitza to sisters is problematic. You should opt for chalitza to tzaris. We have two approaches, two ways to explain Shmuel. Simple approaches. It's based on yesh zika. Don't do chalitza to the sisters, to Leah or to Rachel, who are considered achoyes sekuka, in which case it's not a bona fide chalitza in lieu of yibum, because there's no yibum option in this case. Rather, do the chalitza to the tzareis, tzara of Leah, tzara of Rachel, which will address the entire household. The other approach was ein zika. So zika is not a concern here. What then? Shmuel is giving us some good advice, how to proceed and save us some time and effort. So if you start with the tzara of Leah, Leah fell first, together with the tzara, you do chalitza to that tzara, that's the best way to go. Because then when Rachel arrives at her tzara, technically both Rachel and Sarah mutaliyibum. Therefore, chalitza to either one will address the entire situation. But if you start with chalitza to Leah, so Leah and Hatzara arrive first, you do chalitza to Leah. In effect, you are shutting out Rachel and Hatzara from any Yibam options. So when Rachel and Hatzara arrive later, they're both asa liyibam. Rachel because she's the achoyis chalut sasay, and Hatzara is the Tzara the achoyis chalut sasay. So in effect, the Yibam option is non-existent, and therefore the chalitza is not considered proper chalitza. Chalitza, which is not in lieu of Yibam, is a chalitza psula, which requires a separate chalitza per person, one for Rachel, one for Tzara, which gives you, in effect, a total of three chalitzas. Ibailu, let's move on to the next part of Shmuel. Shmuel tells us that we have an Isha who accepted a get, a Yivamo, that is, who accepted Mamar. That's already a problematic situation. That's not a standard Yivamo. In which case, the chalitza should be done to the Isha who does not have that deficiency. So if you have two Yivamas from the same household, one is free of any constraints, and one had a get, or one is standard and the other one had Mamar, opt for the one that has no strings attached. That's a better chalitza. But let's say you're faced with a dilemma, a situation which presents as follows. Balas haget to balas Mamar. You have two Yivamas, same household. Rachel had a get, and Leah got Mamar. So they both have something wrong. Ezim and Kedemis, which one should you prefer? Which one should get the chalitza? Which chalitza is superior? What's the shaila? Balas haget adif. Should you prefer the one that got the get? Mishum da'ascha baba chalitza. Because he already began sort of shoving her out. She already went for out the door. So now the chalitza really just completes that process. It's a proper chalitza. And that's better than the Balas Mamar, who's sort of on the way in. So Balas Mamar needs more than just a chalitza to get rid of her. She needs a get as well. So she needs a double process done. Whereas the one that only got the get, all she needs is a chalitza. So that chalitza is more effective and perhaps stands higher, is considered higher in value. And that should be done. Or perhaps the other way around. Let's look at the connection, at the zika, at the bond between Yavam and Yivam. Balas Mamar Adiva, perhaps the Isha who accepted the Mamar stands higher. Mishum the Krevi Labia, she's closer to living with him as married, so she's sort of one foot in the door, closer to him. In which case, her Zika is stronger. Her bond is stronger. Her tie is stronger. Her requirement to get Chalitza is actually more profound, more acute. So in this case, perhaps her chalitza is better, is stronger, is more powerful, is more needed than the one that got to get and is sort of out the door already. So two ways to look at it, as the Ritva explains. Do you look at the power of the chalitza, which is certainly more powerful by the balas haget, because all she needs is a chalitza. That's better than the balas mama, who needs really two things, chalitza and get. So perhaps do it to the balas haget. Or let's prefer the one who had mama, who's sort of closer to him and needs more. She's more desperate for the chalitza, so to speak. And that will exempt the other Isha. So which way to go? Omar Rav Ashi, I'll bring you a raya. Interesting raya, Toshma. We have a discussion later on in the fifth perek. Regarding a case like this, you have one household with two Yavamis. Now, let's say this Yavam did a get to one of the Yavamis. This disqualifies her from Yibam. And pretty much ruins the entire, it disqualifies everybody else in that household. Because remember, the whole household is treated as one unit. So all the Yivamas are affected and they can no longer become the Siyabim. Let's say he does another get to the other Yivam. Is that considered a valid get? Does it have an impact on her? Rabbi Gamaliel says no. If you duplicate the process over and over again, it's worthless. You already gave get to somebody in that household, which pretty much disqualified the household. You can't just do the same thing again to the next Isha. It has no meaning. But Umaydi Ram Gamlil, even Gamlil agrees if you varietize the process. You did a get to Rachel and Mamar to Leah. Or Mamar to Rachel and get to Leah. That has an effect. We reckon with that, even that second procedure. Because there are different things. Each one works differently. Moide Rav Gamliel, sheyesh get achar mamar. if he issues a get too late after issuing a mamar to Rachel, it has an impact. She's considered his divorcee. Umamar achar get, or you follow a get with mamar, has an effect. End quote. The kasha is like this. I get adif. Back to our question. What is superior? What stands higher? Get or mamar? Let's think. I get adif. If get stands higher than mamar, so the impact that the get has by pushing her out, shoving her out, is stronger than the pulling in of mamar. Like the honey, mamar basrei. So how could mamar done after the get, did get to one isha and mamar to the other yivam? How could that have an effect? Once get was done, it's as though there was a chalitza done. We treat it like chalitza, and of course, once chalitza was done to the household, even to one of the many yivamis, that's it. Show's over. How could anything happen afterwards? Being mamar adif, and now, on the other hand, if mamar stands higher than get, it's considered like you're pulling her in and sort of being yavam her. Like the hani get abasrei, how can you issue a get after that to the next yivam? It's as though yivam was done in the household, then it's over, show's over. Ela lashma, you know, it's pretty clear from here that we treat them as equals. Ki adadi ninushma, you know, get a mamar treated as equals. Each one has a mala that the other one doesn't have, and back to our story. You're faced with two yivamis. What happened to get a get, and what happened to get mamar? Which one deserves the chalitza? We have no preference, because they're both equally deficient yivamis. Just pick your choice, no preference. Here comes a new sugi. Amar v'huna marav. Bezachoyis yivamis. You have two sisters who are yivamis. Reuben passed on, leaving behind Rachel. Shimon left behind Leah, who happened to be sisters. They're presenting to one Yavam Levi. As we learned back in the Mishnah, you can't do Yivam to either one, because each one is a sister of the Zakuka. That was one approach, or because we're concerned that you're going to be Mevatel Mitzvah Yivam. By doing Yivam to one, you're sort of leaving the other sister stranded. She's now the sister of your wife. So the only option is Chalitz. So Chalat Lurishayna. He did Chalitza to the first one that arrived, Hutra. So now she's free to marry anybody. Chalitza l'shniyah. He does chalitza to the second yivama. Same story. Hutra, she's free to marry anybody. Mesa rishana. Let's say Rachel passed on. Muta b'shniyah. He can actually marry Leah because she has no competition. There's no sister there. She's not a chayis good kosle once Rachel leaves the scene. And it goes without saying, Mesa Shnia, that if Leah passed away, Shemuta Berishani, he can go back and marry Rachel. You see, when Rachel fell, when Rachel presented herself to Yibum, there was nobody else competing. She was totally mutter. Then when Leah arrived, she sort of interfered with her life. Now Rachel became also, but now once Leah leaves the scene, Leah is Mesa, Rachel is back on track. Mishum Dahavya Yivama. Rachel is considered Yivama Shehotra, who was mutter at a certain point in time. Vanessa, and then, for some reason, became asa due to some external factor which intervened and interfered, i.e., Leah's arrival, which made Rachel a chayis zekuka. But then, when Leah disappeared, v'chazer v'hutra, Rachel became mutter again. Tachzor l'teirushin. She goes back to her original status. She's mutter. That's Rav's approach. I don't care if at a certain point in time, the Yivama was Asur. That's a temporary condition which can disappear, and she reverts back to Het. Rabbi Yechon, Amar, Yechon disagrees. It all depends on her status at the point of Nefila. Mesa Shnia, Motor Yishain. I agree that if first Rachel falls and then Leah falls, and Leah disappears, he can go back and marry Rachel, because at the point of Rachel's presenting to him, Nefila of Rachel was Nefila of Heter. So still prior to Leah's arrival. But once Leah arrives, she becomes Asa. But once Leah leaves, Rachel's back to square one. Aval Mesa Rishayna. But if Rachel was Mesa, Asa Bishnia, he can't approach Leah. Why? My time. I shall call Yevama She'en Ani Koyer Babishas Nefila. Because when you have Yevama, who at the point of Nefila, at the point when she presented herself to the Yavam for Yibam, if she was not mutter at that point, if we did not apply to her the pasuk of Yavama Yava Yaleh, which basically means she was not Yibam enabled at the point of Nefila, that condition remains with her permanently. Harizuke Eshas Ach, Sheish Labana, Vasura, we treat her like a regular sister-in-law with children, without the Yavama status, and she remains Usher forever. It's a permanent condition. Rav Leslie Haisvara, and Rav disagrees with this concept. Rav himself taught it to us. Vama Rav. Rav himself tells us, Kol Isha, She'enani Koyra Babishas Nefila. If you have an Isha who during her Nefila, we cannot apply Yavama Yavi Aleh, she has no heter at the point of Nefila, guess what? That condition remains with her for all time. Harei Hike Eshes Ach, She'esh Lebanem Vasura, we treat her like your brother's wife that has children, which is an erva forever. So Rav himself holds up this halacha. So how could Rav Yimata in our case? Big difference. Ha nimi, let's only said hecha dekoy ba'apa, when she is presented with isra chois isha deraisa, with some sort of shame erva min haTorah. What's the classic example of this type of isra? Rashi says you have Reuven and Shimon, two brothers who happen to be married to two sisters. Reuven to Rachel, Shimon to Leah. Reuven passed away, leaving behind Rachel, who can't go to Yibam, to Shimon, because she is Shimon's wife's sister. Then Shimon's own wife passes on. He can't approach Rachel because at the point of Nefila, Rachel was his sister-in-law, was his wife's sister. So by an Issa deraisa, by an Isser, Achoyz Isher deraisa, yeah, that sticks. That doesn't get removed. Even if the reason for the Isser is gone, she remains Aser. Aval Hocha, but in our case, Zikad Rabarni. What's the concern? Two sisters falling at the same time. Each one is an Achoyz Sikukasa. That's only with the Rabbanon, and that doesn't stick for all time. While it's there, it's Aser, but once it's removed, she reverts back, she's back on track, she's Mutter. So bottom line is, if there was an Isser present at the point of Nefila, says Rabbi Yochanan, she can no longer become Mutter. Even if the reason for the Isser is somehow removed, Rav disagrees. He says it depends. Isser deraisa, yes. But Isser Zik, which is only the Rabbanon, once it's gone, she's back Mutter. Eis ve Rabbi Yisr bar Chanin al Rabbi Yochanan. He asked Rabbi Yochanan Kasha from our Mishnah back in the Chavav. Arba Achim, four brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Beis mehem nesuim beis achayis. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters. Umeis huan nesuim beis achayis. Reuven and Shimon pass on. Levi and Yehuda presented with two Yevamis, who happen to be sisters. The only option is Chalitza. Hare elu chotzeis loy misiyabmis. End quote. That's our Mishnah. Here comes the kasha. Ve'amai, why is Chalitza the only option? Leiku chad menayu. Let one of the brothers say Levi. Let him get up. Let him do chalitza to number two, to the second yavam. So first Rachel presented herself, and only then did Leah come onto the scene. Rachel, when she fell, when she was neifel, she was totally mutter. She had no competition. Then when Leah arrives, she creates the trouble. Let one of the brothers, let's call him Levi, go over to yavam number two, to Leah, give her chalitza, get her off the table, out of the picture, off the map. And now Rachel reverts back to Heta. She's no longer Achoy Sekuka. Leah is no longer here. V'tiyavi Rishayna. And let Rachel be considered Legab Idach to the other remaining brother. She can't go back to Rachel can't marry Levi because Levi did Chalitza to Leah. So Rachel is Achoy Chalutzase to Levi. But let Rachel approach Yehuda, the available Yavam, and be considered to him ki yavama shehutra v'nesra, like yavama who was mutter at a certain point in time, and then became aser because Leah arrived. V'chaz v'ruta namu Leah was removed. Rachel goes back to heter, and the halacha would be tachsor le'heter rishon. She reverts back to her original heter status. If Rabbi Yochanan is correct, why does the Mishnah insist that we do chalitza to both? Do chalitza to number two and allow number one to go back on track and have yibum. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan responds in exasperation, Achoyos ein yodea mishonan. I don't know who authored this Mishnah of sisters. Rashi says, Kaloyma zoyin a Mishnah. I don't subscribe to the halacha in the Mishnah. It's an incorrect halacha. Because really, that's how you can do it. You can arrange for Racha to get Yibum. The Gemara will present no less than six kashas. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so stuck? He could have had one of six solutions to the kasha. We're going to answer each one of these kashas and conclude that Rabbi Yochanan was right on. There was no way out, except for saying what he said. Okay, here comes kasha number one. Rabbi Yechon could have said like this: My cholt is nami diktani. When the mission says cholt says chilatz is, it really means just one. Leah number two will have chalitza, but Rachel is good for you. Why couldn't he say that? Well, chada for one reason, cholt is katani. It says cholt says plural, two women. Well, Rabbi he could have said my cholt says, although it's plural, it means not in this case both women. It means, you know, cholt is the alma. Typically, whenever you have. Whenever you're presented with such situations, well, then one of the women have to have chalitza. Well, that can't be. Hare elu ketani. Mishnah clearly says these women will have chalitza, both Rachel and Leah. Well, Valema, Rabbi Yechon still could have gotten out of it by saying the cholitz le'lirushayna bereisha. We're speaking about a case where it so happens to be the chalitza was done to Rachel first, in which case the system won't work. The whole point was do chalitza to number two, get her off the scene, and then go back to Rachel, who was mutter to begin with. They messed things up. They did chalitza to Rachel. That's why I got messed up. That's not an answer, because chol tzoyis, when the mission says chol tzoyis, it's giving you instructions how to do it. Lichat chilek tani. That's the only way to do it. It's not a result of confusion and circumstance. This is the way to do it. So he couldn't offer this solution to the mission. So that's off. Here comes question number two. Rabbi Yochanan still could have sidestepped the question by saying like this. Halachically speaking, technically speaking, that's a good solution. You could do chalitza to Leah and go back and be miyabim Rachel. But he could have said, Gezerah, there's a concern. Chacham don't allow. Dilma kadam v'cholitz l'rishen b'reisha. Perhaps we'll confuse the order. I'll do chalitza to Rachel first and then go to Leah and do the Yibum, which of course doesn't work. And therefore, the Chatchila, you shouldn't be doing it. Maybe with the Evid it works, but the Chatchila, you shouldn't be doing it. And that's why the Mishnah insists on Chalitza. Why couldn't he say that? Because V'loy Misyabmus, Ketani. Mishnah says, Harelu Chalitza, V'loy Misyabmus. Sounds like a pretty absolute, definitive verdict. There is no chali, there is no yibum. The leka din yibum hachakla. We don't allow yibum at all. Even with the hevet, if he happened to do chalitzat to Leah, it won't work. To allow him to do yibum to Rachel. Question number three. V'leim b'leir. Rabbi Yechon could have responded as follows. You know why we don't allow it? Gzera shema yomus. You know why we don't allow it even with the hevet? So even if he actually did chalitzat to Leah, he can't go back and do Yibam to Rachel. Gzeirah Shem Yomus. Because we're concerned that maybe the other brother will pass on. V'osel Levata Mitzvah Yivam. What happens like this, if there are two brothers here, and one does Yibam to one, and then the other one passes away, there's nobody left to take care of the remaining sister. She remains stranded. We had this back in the Chavav, right? There's a concern about Bittul, Bimavatul, the mitzvah of Yibam. And therefore, Chachamim removed the entire Yibam option at all, completely removed it from sisters. And even if he actually did chalitza to Leah first, he followed the instructions. He did it in proper sequence. He did chalitza to Leah, who's number two. And now wants to do yibam to, his brother wants to do yibam to Rachel, number one. We don't allow it. Even by the Evet. Rashi says, we don't want people to get accustomed to doing a yibum by sisters, which can lead to a very real situation. It contains a very real concern that perhaps after Yibum is done to one sister, the other brother will pass on, in which case there's nobody left to take care of the other sister. He can't because he's married to one of the sisters, the other one's now his wife's sister, and the other brother's not around. Bittul mitzvah yibumin. And therefore Chacham say, you know what, never do Yibum by two sisters. Now as Rashi points out, this gzera is actually more impactful than the previous gzera. In the previous gzera, we suggested that fine, it's l'chatchila, but we speculated that it would work with the Yevid. It's only l'chatchila. Don't allow chalitza to number two, and then go to number one, because you might mix things up. But let's see, he actually does it. It should work, and that was the kasha. Why doesn't it work? Mishnah sounds like it doesn't work even with the Yevid. That was the problem. Why were we thinking that it should work with the Yevid? Because, as Rashi explains, the fact is you're actually doing chalitza and yibum. So, people see there is a chalitza being done. There's no real concern that next time they won't do chalitza at all. They'll just do yibum without chalitza. People realize chalitza is necessary, and look, you're doing it. Just that there's a gzera that you might mix them up. You might do it in the reverse order. You might mix up the sequence. That's why the chatchila you shouldn't do. But bid the yevet, if you actually do chalitza properly to number two, you can do yibum to number one. The fact that the Mishnah says even b'di'evra doesn't work, that's a problem to Rabbi Yechanan. But now, when the next step, a new type of gzera, we don't want to allow yibum at all in a situation of two yibum may swap to be sisters. Because it might lead to a situation where one sister might get stranded after one yibum is done to one sister, the other one's left hanging dry with nobody to take care of her because one brother passed away. The other available brother passed away. So in this case, even b'di'evra, we're not going to allow it. Because not everybody's familiar with these things. Bittul mitzvah sivam is some obscure concept. Therefore, Chacham say, you know what, don't take chances. Don't do yibum by sisters. And that's why even b'di'evad, if you do chalitza to number two, you can't be miyam number one. So why isn't that a good shot in the Mishnah? Why couldn't Rabbi Yechon offer that as a solution? That is the reason for the Mishnahs, not allowing yibum. Rabbi Yechon l'misa l'chayish, because Rabbi Yechon perhaps doesn't concern himself with sudden deaths, and therefore he didn't consider that a good answer. Okay, v'leim v'leir Rablezi, another answer. He could have said, guess what, our Mishnah is following Shittas Rabbi Lezer, who adopts an interesting chiddush. The Amar Kivan Sha'amda Olav Sha'achas B'Isser. Whenever you are Yivama, anytime throughout her career, became Aser to the Yavam for whatever reason, even if it was after the Nefila, she became Aser at a certain point. Even if that Isser gets removed for some reason, Nesra Olav Olamis, she remains Aser on him forever. So perhaps our Mishnah, which doesn't allow this type of solution and go back and Yavim, Rachel is following Rabbi Lezer. Once Aser, always Aser. But we don't hold like Rabbi Lezer, we hold like the Rabbanu. Why couldn't he say that? The answer is the Sefer Rabbi Lezer, because take a look at the next part of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Lezer is quoted. Rashi loves Rabbi Lezer. It's pretty clear that the first part of the Mishnah is not Rabbi Lezer. So that's not a solution. We have another option. V'neimalu, he could have said, D'nafal v'asachas. Mishnah speaking where Rachel and Leah both fell simultaneously. There's no number one, number two, so this whole formula doesn't apply. Rabbi Yisi Aglili, who found Rabbi Yisi, Dom Efshalat Samson, you can time things perfectly. Loisasam Lantanak Rabbi Yisi Aglili, it's not probable that our Mishnah would present a halacha like Rabbi Yisi, since we don't hold like that. One final kash. V'leimbali, Rabbi Yechon could have responded as follows. D'layadinan hainafal b'reisha. Now Mishnah was speaking that it's an unknown situation. Nobody knows who fell first, whether it's Rachel first or Leah first, in which case the solution doesn't apply. That doesn't work. You know why? Ihachi, because if so, if we have a suffix, as per the sequence of events, Hainu diktani kadma v'kansi yotzius. Why does Mishnah say that if both brothers jumped in and did the yibum to the sisters, they have to separate? We force her out. Let's analyze it. Bishleim Rishoina, I understand that the first brother who jumped in, he did something terrible. He was a bad boy. Amrinolei, we tell him, Man Sharilach, who gave you the heter to jump in and do yibum to a sister who's clearly Achoyse Kukascha? You couldn't do that, so we force her out. Eloshnia, but the second brother, how can you force her out? He can justify what he did. He can say like this. Listen to this. He's a good lawyer. Omar, he could argue like this. Look, we have Rachel, who's number one, and Leah, who fell number two. Now, we don't know who fell first, who fell second, right? You don't know. But I'm going to speculate like this. Chavroi, my friend, basically my brother, who was Miyavim first, Shnil Yivim, he chanced upon number two. He got Leah. I'm just saying Leah, but basically it means he got the second Yivam. We don't know who's who, but he happened to get the second. I'm speculating that he got number two. I'm not Rishonim Yavim. I'm getting number one. So once he took number two, wrongfully, he shouldn't have done it, because at that point there were two Yivamis outstanding. Each one of his sister was a cook. He shouldn't have done it. He's a bad boy. But once he took number two, number one is fine. As per Rabbi Yechanan's approach, that number one is fine, and then when number two comes into town, as long as you take away number two, number one is back good. So I got number one. I got the first Yivam. I'm not Rishonim Yavim. You can't force me to separate. And that's true, because it's only a suffix now if he's involved in a problematic situation. We don't know. So you can't force her out. Why then does the Mishnah say you force them both to leave? So if it's a suffix situation, the Mishnah wouldn't work. This solution doesn't work. So back to the Kasha. Apparently we're speaking about a standard situation. We know who is number one. We know who is number two. According to Rabbi Yechanan, solution is simple. Just take care of number two, get her out of the way, get her off the map, and go back and be Miyav number one. Why does the Mishnah insist on Chalitza for both? That explains Rabbi Yechanan's response. Achayas, well, this Mishnah of sisters, I have no idea who presented it. It's an inaccurate Mishnah. I have no way out. So bottom line is that a Yevamah that became Usur at any given point in time, what happens to her? If it happened after her Nefila, according to Blezer, she remains Usur forever. According to Rabbana, no, doesn't impact her. But if it happened Bishas Nefila, she fell, she presented when she was Usur, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it sticks for all time. According to Rav, it depends. If it's a Deiraisa concern, that sticks. But only the Rabbanan, it wouldn't stick. Now, even according to Rabbi Yechanan, if the Yisr only arrives later, then you can go ahead and remove that Esther and have the Yevamah revert back to her Heter, and that was the Kasha presented from the Mishnah. And he concluded with, Eini Yodea Mishenem. Okay, let's do a real brief Chazar of today's daf. We started with Shmuel's presentation. Shmuel tells us that when we have two sisters and Tzoris, do Chalitza to the sisters, not to the Tzoris. We have two approaches in the Gemara. Either it's based on the Zika concept, sisters are disqualified from Yivam, because each one is a sister of a Zikuka, it's like your wife's sister. There's no Yibum option to the sisters. And therefore the Chalitza to them is a Chalitza Psula. Rather do Chalitza to the Tzoris, which will take care of the Yibum obligations. According to the second approach, Ein Zika is the basis of Shmuel's Halacha. There's no Zika concerns. Rather, Shmuel is telling us follows. When Leah comes along with her Tzara, if you do Chalitza to the Tzara, you've saved yourself some effort. Because then when Rachel comes along with her companion wife, both Rachel and that Tzara are Mutali Yibam. Therefore, Chalitza to either one works. Whereas if you choose to do Chalitza to Leah when she comes with her Tzara, now you're shunning out Rachel and her Tzara when they arrive, because Rachel is a relative of a Chalitza, can't have Yibam, and likewise a Tzara can't have Yibam. In that case, you'll have to do a separate Chalitza for Rachel and for the Tzara to address the entire household. Typically, we opt for the better Chalitza. So if we have an ordinary Yibam, next to a Yevamah who had a get, or a Yevamah that had mamre, do Chalitza to the ordinary Yevamah, who's free of any baggage. But if it's a Yevamah that had a get versus one that had mamre, we have no preference. Conclude with the Halacha. A Yevamah, Shenastra, became us at a certain point in time. According to Rabbi Elazar, it remains forever. According to Rabbanan, does not. Except if the Issa was Bishas Nefila. Rabbi Yechanan says it's Asa for all time. Rav says, well, it depends. If it's an Issa D'Oraisa, it stays for all time. But if it's only the Rabbanan, as soon as it's removed, she goes back to the heter. The Gemara actually had a kasha from our Mishnah on this concept. Why in our Mishnah do you have to do chalitza to both sisters? You have Yevamah number one, which is mutter. Then comes Yevamah number two and interferes. Just take her away. Do chalitza to her and go back and be Yavam the first Yevamah. This is the kasha on Rav and Rabbi Yechon, as Rashi points out. Because the first Yevamah was mutter, b'shas nefila. What's wrong with going back and being Yavam after you remove the impediment and the exterior interferent? We end up with a kasha. Achayis, eni yedeya mishanam. All the best to you and much atzlacha.